This is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I have moved about 20 feet to my left to go to the Harold and Blanche Cox studio. That's where Timothy Dennis resides. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you, Kyle.
Time for some music.
There's quite a bit of music coming up in the next 7 days. Let's start with tonight. Local favorites, the Twos, are going to be at George's Majestic in Fayetteville.
We love the Twos.
We love the Twos, and we can't get enough of them. I don't think they play around here nearly enough, but that's just me. It's a $5 show with Dance Monkey Dance opening at 8 p.m. The Twos will go on stage at about 9 o'clock. Again, that's tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville.
9 o'clock, that's like sunset these days.
That is like sunset these days. Let's move on to Thursday.
Sure.
Tree Machines will be at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. They're an indie pop band from L.A., so think synthesizers. Big sound. They're touring prior to the release of their new album later this year. It's titled Up in the Air. That show begins at 9 p.m.
From L.A., so they don't pop around here every once
no.
in a while.
And this probably will be the only time you will get to see them in the foreseeable future.
All right.
Friday night, Mountain Sprout is going to be at Bike Rack Brewing Company in Bentonville. And I'll hop on my wobbling wheel wagon. It's part of the brewery's Rack Tracks concert series, and it will also serve as an after-party of sorts for Bite NWA.
Which begins tomorrow night, I believe?
Yeah, it's two nights, Thursday, Friday. Different bands are playing at Bite NWA each night. But anyway, Mountain Sprout is going to be playing an after-party. The show begins at 9 p.m. again at Bike Rack Brewing Company. It's at 801 Southeast 8th Street in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, performer L. King will headline this year's Walmart community concert during the Northwest Arkansas Walmart LPGA tournament. Mm-hmm. The concert's at the Walmart Amp in Rogers. If you didn't know, L. King's 2015 debut album, Love Stuff, it was certified gold, and her single X's and O's was certified double platinum.
So there are people who know who she is.
I would imagine there's
yes.
at least one person listening to us right now who knows who she is. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $9. Sunday, the Mountain Street Stage Series continues this week with Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings. It's a one.
Free show
from 2 to 4 p.m. at Fayetteville Public Library.
All are welcome.
Then, after that show, Sunday Funk Day will take place at Kingfish. It starts at 5 p.m. with a potluck, and the music gets underway at 6 o'clock with a variety of musicians from local bands such as Fuggin' Sweet, John Shorter and the Gateway Band, and others. Your mama said,
Huggins Wheat has a brand new CD that I think officially drops today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're doing a big show at George's this weekend as well.
Yeah.
Again, the music starts at 6 p.m. That's at Kingfish in Fayetteville. Monday, you get to take a break from music.
Okay.
Then Tuesday night, Knife in the Water is at Stage 18. Knife in the Water, they're an Austin-based band that started about 2 decades ago, though they took quite a few years off in between. Their music is kind of dark, quiet rock that's slow and brooding, but there's plenty of space within the music to let it breathe. They released an album back in March titled Reproductions. It's a $5 cover. Music begins at 8 p.m. with Ryan Pickup from Nature and Madness, followed by Knife in the Water.
And they are scheduled to be in our studio during their time up here from Austin. We'll have them in the Furman Garner, and we'll hear that later in the summer.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.
Dust reflects in darkness, shining when the sun.